as I declare that Juneteenth.
Although the Emancipation Proclamation was declared by President Abraham Lincoln in January 1863, it was not until June 19, 1865, when Union soldiers in Galveston, Texas, enforced the order to free the nation's last slaves. Mayor Byron Brown says beginning next year, Juneteenth will be a holiday for city government employees.
It also is a day of reflection for all of those employees. Reflection on what each and every one of us can do to fight racial injustice.
The city of Buffalo has hosted Juneteenth celebrations for 45 years. This year, the COVID pandemic has forced those activities online exclusively, but organizers say they have additional plans beyond the traditional Juneteenth festival time. Jomo Okono, executive vice president of the Juneteenth Committee, says these measures include multi-generation online education.
We always talk about young people need to go to school, but what about creating a culture where we're always learning from the cradle to the grave? After 401 year, many people are just now finding out what really happened to us.
Common Council member Ulysses Wingo, in impassioned remarks, said Juneteenth was the first day of the work that Black America had to put in to prove their worth. He says that continues today by completing the current census and registering to vote.
Let's prove that Black Lives Matter by stop first killing each other. Second, by And encouraging our white folks and our white family and all of our white allies to show that they are hearing us, that they know and acknowledge our pain that we've gone through.
Mayor Brown and other speakers say there is not just one but three pandemics going on this Juneteenth. The COVID pandemic, of course, but also pandemics of racism and economic downturn. Brown also expressed his support for making Juneteenth a national holiday. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.